Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, April 10th, 2022. Today he is reminding us to let go of our negative self-judgments. You all dearly desire to honour and love God. Lovewards is the way forward. You all know that love is the only reality, the only way that relationships can grow and evolve, and you all want love in your lives. But you often do not trust yourselves, mainly because of traumas experienced in childhood, or traumas from past lives as humans, and that lack of trust shows up in yourselves as guilt, shame, unworthiness, and other invalid beliefs you cling to as a result. And then you indulge in further meaningless negative self-assessments as you compare yourselves to others. You are all perfect divine beings because you are all the beloved children of God who created you as eternally perfect expressions of consciousness, of Himself. All conscious sentient beings who exist were created by Mother, Father, God and are eternally present as the most beautiful and harmonious aspects of the One, and are never for even the briefest of moments separated from that One. You are love, and you are loved, now and always. The apparent lack of love that so many experience while in human form are free will choices they have all made, and which they can revoke whenever they allow themselves access to the deep inner knowing of their infinite value as children of God. Your belief in, or your fear that the sense of guilt, shame, and unworthiness that always seems to be with you is valid, is true, needs to be released. By holding these beliefs, you would be effectively dishonoring God if that were possible, but of course it is not, by dishonoring His most beautiful creations. You all dearly desire to honor and love God, and you dearly desire that He loves you, but you allow yourselves to believe in and engage with your egoic fears and anxieties, telling you of your unworthiness. And then you voice an almost constant stream of negative self-judgments to God, thinking that so doing is a prayer that demonstrates to Him your honesty and humility. And you generally find that it seems that your prayers are unheard and unanswered. And you are right, He does not hear you. He is reality and is not engaged in your dream illusion. He knows you and is loving you constantly in every moment. Your egoic self-denouncing prayers are heard only by you, and your egos compliment you on your humility because they love to hear you express their negative opinions of you as their own, your own beliefs. Give yourselves a break. Cease listening to or believing in your ego's completely false opinions and beliefs about you. Stop that almost constant negative roof brain chatter and its accompanying vociferous conversation with itself. Instead, be quiet and listen. When you are quiet, at peace, undistracted by egoic noise, you will feel and experience what words can never reveal or express, namely, God's infinite and eternal love for you. Your egos depend on you believing that you are your bodies, and that the limited experiences of yourself that those bodies are capable of providing is who you are. But you are vast beyond your abilities to conceive of with your human minds. Accept that that is true, then go within, be silent, and allow yourselves to experience love embracing you. For you are always utterly and completely worthy of God's love, which eternally envelops you in its infinite field of energy. Initially, you may feel only a tiny sense of this, so tiny you may dismiss it as your imaginations. Therefore, trust that what you feel is real. As you become practiced at quieting your minds and your egos for a few moments at a time, that true sense of the love lovingly embracing you will intensify and become ever more frequent. As you allow this to happen, you will find yourselves increasingly at peace, regardless of what is occurring in your human daily lives. Doubting God's love for you will weaken and dissolve, and will be replaced by the knowing that you are totally and unconditionally loved by Mother, Father, God in every moment of your existence. That confident knowing will shine forth from you as you live in peace and calm, demonstrating love in action. And increasing numbers of people will find comfort just by being in your presence. Because of this, you are all absolutely essential and irreplaceable aspects of the collective free will choice to awaken. This is why you incarnated to be on Earth now, to share and extend your seemingly individual energy fields of peace and calm, to assist humanity at large to trust love, to discard fear, and to move towards their awakening. You, millions of you all across the world, are powerfully dissolving the negative and self-condemnatory energy clusters that the confused and egotistical ones have been using in their attempts to exert control over humanity. This attempt to control others has been ongoing for eons and at times has brought intense pain and suffering to many. Now, because of the love that so many of you are living and expressing in your daily lives, the negative, egoic, and narcissistic energies of public figures and their hidden masters, which, contrary to appearances, have always been weak, are now losing their ability to maintain and direct the various authoritarian organizations that they have been using to control and intimidate the people of the world. Your daily visits deep within yourselves to set the intent to be only loving, and from where you invite and allow the power of God's love to fill your hearts, are moving humanity lovewards toward your collective awakening very rapidly indeed. You incarnated to do this, and you are doing this by your collective free will choices to melt and dissolve the hardness of the predominant egotistical belief structure you constructed in order to experience the impossible, separation from Mother, Father, God, that has for so long distracted and diverted you from your free access to the love that you all are. Humanity is awakening, and the intense joy of that most wonderful now moment will amaze and delight you all. Your loving brother, Jesus.